The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here's Carl and Lindebach. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Yeah. Okay, we're trying new things.
I like it.
Do you like that one? Okay.
Yeah, David
did a good job. Hey.
David, I think it was a little shy, and it will have him redo it because, you know, he needs to. And now! He needs to listen to Gary. What's his name? The guy who used to do Rona Martin's Laughing. I'm so old. You remember he would always have his thing, and he had this voice, Gary Owens.
I remember that.
Yep.
Okay, hey, good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio. 17th of January, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Christina.
Very good morning.
And National Day, International, what do we have?
Today's National Classy Day.
Classy, like C-L-A-S-S-Y?
Yes, classy, like be classy.
Be classy,
oh, well,
like
you
it.
Got your coat
senior
on.
Senior Day.
In what?
And National Senior Day.
Oh, we like Senior Day.
Senior
now,
day.
We don't know if that means senior in high school.
No,
or that
senior as an older.
As an older. You know what happens when you turn 65? You've got to go back and take your driver's test. You become Medicare, whether you like it or not. It's like all these rules that happen.
Social Security?
Yeah, well, Social Security, I mean, that's something you can start actually at 62.
You know,
but ARP, I started getting ARP at 50. And you know who was on the cover of ARP the first time I got it? Goldie Hawn. Didn't make me feel so bad.
Okay. Well, the hard part about getting older is people don't think you're dangerous.
Oh.
I saw that at the beginning
that's
of a.
Funny.
I saw that at the beginning of a movie, and I thought that's an interesting part.
You love that.
So good morning.
That's kind of your motto.
I'm not dangerous anymore. You know, I can cause bad moments for people, but no, you've tamed me down.
Do not underestimate Carl Bott. Trust me. Today, sunny and high with a high near 59. Can you believe it's 35 out now? Now, I don't know about you, but I love these brisk mornings. Yes, it's chilly. Put on your coat. You can layer today, but absolutely beautiful skies. Last night I went out, and we just have the skies right now. We're so blessed when we think about some of our neighbors here in California and what they're going through. But we do have clear skies, and you can see the stars are hanging low, and the moon is out. It's absolutely beautiful. Tonight, overnight lows of 40, mostly clear. Tomorrow, 62. So the temperature is going up a little bit. And overnight lows tomorrow night would be about 37. And Sunday is 60. Now, Monday, if you've not even thought about it, it's Martin Luther King Day with 60 degrees. So some people will have the day off, and we'll be here, but beautiful day as well, Monday night, 39. So we have these beautiful kind of like fall chilly, you know, turtleneck
banks
layering.
Will be closed, all that kind of
beautiful
stuff.
Beautiful weather.
Garbage won't be picked up.
That's right. Think about that. But we'll also, when we broadcast on Monday, we'll be talking about, you know, some Martin Luther King sayings and
Oh, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect will be.
Oh, that'll be a perfect time. Perfect time. The weather is brought to you by our friends in Anderson. That's called Shasta Gas Propane, where they are three to almost four generations of family owning a business where they do so much for our community, always doing the extra hard work to get to your propane needs, where they give senior and veteran discounts. A family doing the right thing. We love to stay local. They've been with us. It's a veteran-owned company, supporting a veteran-owned business because we'll talk a little bit about our veterans after this. But first, that Shasta Gas Propane,
530-605-365-3793.
Okay. Thank you for the numbers because they do get twisted in my head. But not something twisted in my head is with us, Katrina. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, yeah. You are always beautiful and soft-spoken. And you just
Thank
were on
you.
The news, and we saw you this morning with your beautiful pet of the week, Corbin. Tell us about Corbin.
He is beautiful. He is brindle, and then he has a white chest and white feet and some white on his face. We think he's like a cattle dog pit mix, because he's kind of more short and has like a thicker body, but he has like the more pointed snout and the pointy ears. He's about 50 pounds, so I feel like a very good medium-sized dog.
He's a tank.
He is a tank.
He's a tank. He put his paw up on me and pushed me over. Thank God I can be somewhat limber, because I just went up to, you know, get on his level.
Yeah.
And, like, hi, and he's sweet, and he's just a year.
He's very puppy in many, many ways.
Right, but you would know, if you took him up to the doggy park and he became yours, you could see him, you would know exactly this dog and his markings.
Right. He's very unique looking, for sure. Super sweet guy. He came in as a stray, and we've had him about 2 months.
Mm.
He was in a foster home, like, very briefly, and his foster parent raved about him.
Mm.
She said he's the sweetest guy. She said he was very smart and very attentive to her. He just wanted to follow her around the house, like, whatever she was doing. He was very curious. And he really loves toys a lot. And he's one of those dogs that is pretty good at entertaining himself if he has his favorite toys around. He likes to, like, toss them in the air and paw them around and do that. So it's kind of nice if you're, you know, doing something else. He can entertain himself
all
a
right.
little bit.
So he can do alone time.
He can do alone
That's
time.
That's great. Yeah.
Yes. And she got to learn the fun surprise that he's actually housebroken.
Okay.
He had no accidents, and he would let her know when he wanted to go outside. So that's a fun little discovery. But he is just overall very sweet. He definitely likes being near people.
Yeah.
He can be kind of strong when he wants to be.
Oh, yes.
Once he gets his energy out, I would say he's pretty easy on the leash, which
is good. Is he a puller?
He can be.
All right.
He wants to
All right. Well, that's something that, you know, you can work. We still have to work with Buford on that. But anyway, I think he's a gem.
He's not afraid of people. He's come over here, gives me his paw.
He knows how to shake.
Yeah, he knows how to shake.
And he smiles.
He's licking my fingers. And he is, okay, he's brindle, but he's dark. And with the white on him. And he's got kind of a fuzz, you know, but he's not really slick coated.
No.
He's got kind of a, you know, and his ears kind of flop over at the top.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
it's a fun look.
I mean, he's got his own look, and he's really cute. So, yeah, and he's young and he's housebroken. Jeez.
And he's done great with other dogs at the shelter, too.
Oh, has he? Oh.
Very playful.
That's, you know, I think this is a package. You know, when you want something and you do your little mark off about can they, but.
Yeah.
He's a package. So, if you're looking, I mean, you know, we need to empty the shelter, and why not? If you're thinking about a dog, you want to bring a dog home that's
a good looking, this is a good little
okay,
dog.
Okay. He's, can go on a leash. He's housebroken. He's friendly. He's lovely. He's really unique looking.
He's looking over at the top of the table right now.
He's a package. So, and he's a year old, so you're going to have some time with him, and he's playful, and he's darling, and yeah, right now. So,
he's bumping you with his nose.
Yep.
He's going, boop.
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us again. We have Katrina with Pet of the Week from Haven Humane.
Anything else going on out there?
Besides
the ordinarily good stuff.
Yeah. We've just been trying to, you know, spread the word more about our foster program and how beneficial that is to the dogs. It's really great to foster if you're in a position where you don't feel like you can, you know, adopt a dog and you can't make that kind of commitment. Fostering can be very rewarding. It can do a lot. I mean, you know, Corbin was in a foster home for a very short time, but we were able to learn so much about him in that short time.
Sure.
That's really helpful. And it's really good for the dogs, too, to get to have experience in a home and just to get out of the noisy shelter for a little while and kind of, like, decompress in a home.
Yeah.
And, of course, if you foster, we provide any, you know, food, supplies, medical, if you need help with any, like, training issues. It's essentially you just giving them a safe place to be. So, very helpful.
He's over there chewing on his toy right now, sounded like. So, yeah, good dog. And it's, you know, I've seen, you know, since we got Buford, that now I see other dogs coming through here. And I think to myself, boy, I bet they'd have a great time playing every day. And but we keep Buford in our office when we have Pet of the Week, just because that Buford is a play dog, and he will. And then you have a play dog, and then that's, you know, they'd be running around the office. We never see him. Yeah, they'd be running amok in here. Anyway, okay, his name's Corbin. He's a good dog. Yep. And if you're interested in adopting Corbin, you call.
530-241-1653.
It's worth going down and taking a look at this little pup. and he's not too big. He could fit on a couch. He could probably fit on the chair with you.
Yeah.
And he looks like he could. He's really affectionate, and he's house trained, and you can take him out on a leash. And he's not noisy. Is he noisy at all?
Not much of a barker from what we've seen.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay, Corbin. Good luck, buddy. And we're gonna take a quick break.
We'll be right back. But life still goes on. I can't get used to living without you by my side. I don't want to live alone. Hey, God knows. Got to make it
fine. KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark. Join us on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. and enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines, and a fun night out at Turtle Bay Museum. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends. This 21 and older event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out. Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, Friday, February 7th. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Are you wishing for some cold hard cash this winter? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $80,000 Winter Wishes Swipe to Win Drawing. Swipe your free River Club card daily in any promotional kiosk to win drawing entries or other amazing prizes. Don't miss weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Join us for our final drawings on January 30th and February 27th for a chance to win up to $5,000 cash. For complete details, see WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Whoa! Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron, 60th anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape. Handcrafted by one master roller using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The Shasta College Associate Degree Nursing Program is excited to announce a special application filing period for the fall 2025 cohort. This application period will be through 4 p.m. on Friday, January 24th, 2025. If you apply in January during the special open application period and are not selected for the fall 2025, you will need to reapply in June 2025 during the annual open application period for a chance to be invited into the spring or fall 2026 cohort. Visit ShastaCollege.edu for more information.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, right after the 7:30 break, we're going to be playing that love song, and you get a chance to win a $100 gift certificate to Taroko's a dozen long-stem roses, chocolate after dark, and 2 dozen truffle, chocolate truffles. And all of this package, and we will draw on this for on February 3rd. And all you have to do is when you hear the song is call in and say, tell us the name of the song.
And we'll announce that before it plays.
Well, no, we're going to come out of the 7:30 break and they're playing that love song.
All right.
And we'll remind you during the song.
Yeah.
To give us a call, 530-605-4567, and it rolls over into another one. And if both those are busy, call 4565, and you get your name entered into that. Okay.
A couple things I want to talk about. So yesterday I was watching this interesting documentary regarding the 5 top films that were that broke out that were midnight hits. And one of them was called Eraserhead, which I never have seen. They were talking about Rocky Horror Picture Show and how it bombed on Broadway and then it bombed in L.A. And it wasn't until it made the midnight circuit that it started to break out into such a cult. Now, one of them, Eraserhead, they talked about David Lynch, only to realize that today in the headlines that he passed away. He did Twin Peaks, Blue Velvet, Elephant Man, he just was really, you didn't have to, for those who didn't do drugs, go see his stuff. But didn't he do Dune?
Yes, he did.
Okay, so that original Dune was, I love that movie. And when you see some of the stuff that he did in Eraserhead that they were showing in this documentary, I thought, okay. Evidently, he was an artist. And so he had this, for those people who love film, with Eraserhead, there was a sound and a visual that happened that was some of the stuff that we saw along the lines in the first Dune.
Oh. See, I have seen that advertised on the different streaming channels, and it's never interested me because I really didn't look at it and what it is, and I thought it was a horror show or something like that.
Well, no, some of them were Pink Flamingos, certain things, Ron Howard even said that David Lynch proved that radical experimentation could yield unforgettable cinema. So when they were going back to David Lynch, I mean, he was very, very young when he did Eraserhead. He talked about the fact that he had this home gifted to him someplace, not like forever, but for a period of, I think, 4 or 5 weeks, or maybe it was months, don't quote me on that, with stables, and he and 5 other people could make this film, where they cut it, they edited it, they did it, anyway, so he was called an eccentric visionary and an outsider. In 2020, he received an honorary Oscar for Lifetime Achievement at the Governor Awards. Anyway, he really was, when you think about some of the work that he did, I mean, how many people didn't love Twin Peaks? I never really, maybe that's something that we could watch, the series. People used to wait, like remember Roots and other things that would come out once a week and you would wait by your, okay, it's Wednesday night, we have to see Twin Peaks. Something else I wanted to discuss, 2 things on my list. Girl Scouts are back with a fresh batch of delicious treats. Now, many of you who love your lineup of your favorites are still there, like Thin Mints, Samoas, Tagalongs, and Trefoils remain. I don't know if it's Trefoils, if that's how it's called. Introduced, now there's 2 new, some new Toast Yays, a French toast-inspired cookie with frosting, a gluten-free caramel chocolate chip cookie, and Lemonades. Ooh, a lemon shortbread cookie with a glaze. So this year marks the last opportunity to purchase s'mores and Toast Yays cookies. So evidently, and they're priced at $7. Because that's not really gone up that much. I don't know. Will you go buy the Girl Scout cookies at Safeway or different places like that? Do you buy some?
No.
Okay.
Okay, should I have said that differently?
No, I'm just wondering.
Oh, I've always thought about it, but, having little girls approach me.
With their mothers by them.
Their mothers are someplace else.
Yes.
I just don't buy cookies like that, you know. If they were selling Oreos,
well, now
they
some,
could make some money.
Sometimes you'll
but they
have,
can't sell Oreos.
Some people will say my daughter's, or somebody will say my daughter's buying on, purchasing if you want to do online.
And people brought up, come in and said, you want to buy some cookies from my daughter? Yes. Okay, I'll buy 2 boxes.
And quickly, I want to talk about it. Something that happened yesterday that was really a pleasurable experience for me, and I'm glad that Carl came. Pat and I, Pat Karch and myself, did a mini 1 hour performance at the VA home yesterday at 2 o'clock. And, it was their happy hour. It was so cute. One of the guys afterwards, of course, I could not go up to him. He was this really fun guy sitting at a table by himself, and he had a bald head, and it was a perfect round head. I had to go for him and rub his head and do the whole shtick stuff, which I love to do. And this goes back to the era of, I didn't ask for permission. I just went up and I think it wasn't making Whoopi, it was Daddy. My Heart Belongs to Daddy. And it was great fun. He came up afterwards, as many of the other veterans did, men and women. And we met, one of the guys was a fiddle champion of the United States. And it was great. He came up and talked with Pat afterwards, because we know that Pat is, accepts instruments, and just received this fabulous bass that was made in the 50s that is in almost perfect condition. And what they do, and what Piano Angels does, and what Pat helps with that, is not just the pianos, but he'll take donations of different instruments and get them to people. Like, let's think about all those people that perhaps lost stuff in L.A., including their instruments. I mean, there's only so much time if you're a collector. I mean, so anyway, he's getting that bass to somebody in L.A., this beautiful stand-up bass, and Bruce Kalin came and looked at it, who's like one of the best bass players ever. Anyway, so he was doing that work, and it was great to hear him talk with the national fiddle player. But I just want to shout out to all of the employees at the VA, because their employees, the people who work at the VA, I saw this love that they have for their, the people who live in the home, their brothers and sisters. And I have always been super patriotic. Carl came, and after he was out with a horse, and it was really cute. And just to see, I just wanted to share my stories with, about Dean Martin and Bob Hope. And how
well,
much
they could relate to that.
And appreciate the service, and tell little stories that I knew firsthand, and appreciate their service and what that must have felt like for them to serve and be away from home, and just appreciate that now they're living in the VA home. And the one guy came up to me afterwards and said, we're not just one veteran. We are brothers and sisters here, and we're 85, 95, 103. He said, I'm the young person here. And he said, we are a great family, and it takes all of us. And I thought that was just, you could feel the love. You could really feel the love in that room.
Absolutely. And you and Pat put on a really, really nice show. And they want you to come back at Christmas and do your Christmas show there. And that should be cute.
Oh, yeah.
Dress up like a little elf.
Well, I'm just saying that, we can't forget those people who served our country. And I think what they – I commend the people in charge, because they're – entertaining, and they're doing things with these veterans. It was super clean, beautifully done. when you walk in, if you've never been there, you need to go there and just see how you can help or volunteer.
Yeah, and just take a quick tour. Rob Burrows has the Northern California Museum, Veterans Museum there, has put up a display of all the, if you remember those Sergeant Fury action figures from, I don't know, back in the 60s and 70s. He's put a whole display up there of that, which is really nice. I mean, it's really kind of cool. And all of these toy soldiers, some of them are ones dating back probably to the early 1900s, if not even earlier than that.
Action figures.
Not the action. These are the little lead soldiers that, you know, that you see in movies. And are up there, and so it's a cool display. And the veterans' home, the people there do take good care of our veterans.
They do.
And the veterans seem to be enjoying themselves. They've, like you said, they've got their friends and their organizations that are going on there. So, hey, this when we come out of this break, we're going to be playing that love song. So get your phone ready. But this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank. It's a small bank, but it's won national level awards for being one of the best small banks in the nation. That's right. They've got four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one in Anderson. And they, I call them the Cheers of banks. There are four, four branches. They're headquartered here in Redding, and they're a pleasure to do business with. We have personal and business accounts there and never had a problem. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. For more information, if you don't stop by a bank, just go to bankcornerstone.com and we'll be right back.
What's love got to do? Got to do with it.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year and we're very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fort is offering the brand new Ruger LCP Max 380 at only $349 and the new Ruger Max 9 at just $395. Jones's Fort, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. You can find us at 1600 East Cypress Avenue or just give us a call, 530-222-3223.
Are you ready to roll the dice and hit it big? Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table. Feel the excitement, the thrill, the rush. Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone. Pass line, hard way, come hit your point and win big. Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today. Your luck starts here. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including vinyl records, DVDs, antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
This is the love song. What's the name?
Give us a call.
530-605-456-7666 or 65.
In order to enter that special Valentine's Day drawing.
Keep playing it.
Yeah, and you know what? I want to tell you what you get with that. I'm going to just give a call, and you get one person will be drawn. You are going to receive a $100 gift certificate at Taroko's, where you can go on Valentine's night and hear Pat Karch play and have a table right there on the front and a beautiful dozen long stem roses, tickets to Chocolate After Dark. So yeah, enter for the drawing where if you can tell us the name of that song that just played, 530-605-4567. They could hear it.
And we're going to do this again at 8:30. We're going to do this again at 8:30. Enter as many times as you want. Hey, Joe Biden pushes out 99% of the Investing in America funds before Donald Trump's inauguration. So what is this? You know, you hear about it and there's, you know, said there's a lot of pork in it and all this, which is probably true with anything they put out. But where did this money go to? So let's talk about that. It was a trillion dollar infrastructure, $53 billion in subsidies for microchip companies from the Chips and Science Act, $400 billion for clean energy projects from the Inflation Reduction Act. Inflation Reduction Act, yeah. Including incentives to support the manufacturing of products like electric cars, solar batteries. And, I mean, solar panels and batteries. Okay. I'm sorry, I'm giggling a little bit.
Why?
90% of it. Well, because.
Well, just tell us
you're
why.
You're propping up the electric car industry and the solar, and you're propping it up by just giving them all of the, this is where they make their money, is not from selling it because they lose money on it, or the cost of, you know, especially wind projects. They get their money in the, all these subsidies they're doing. But here's just some specifics. Let me find these specifics that where the money is going. On it. And, okay, 82,000 infrastructure and clean energy projects underway, 200,000 miles of road repairs underway, 356,000 miles of road or highway are on track to be repaired, 12,300 bridges are under repair. Now, see, I don't have any problem with things like this. 18 of the nation's most economically significant bridges had received funding for repairs. 1 million lead pipes on track to be replaced by the end of 2028. 3 million homes and businesses connected to high-speed internet, which we really need up in the rural areas. They've got to have the internet in the rural areas. 100 gigawatts of clean energy generation created through clean energy investments. That's where, you know, they're putting a lot of money into that. $1 trillion in private sector investments in clean energy and manufacturing. And that's where they prop up the wind farms and the solar things and money. That's why people are getting $7,000 to buy an electric car. And even with that, they, you know, the sales are down. Let me see. 299 federally funded electric vehicle charging stations through the $5 billion National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Program, which provides funding to states to expand the nation's EV charger network. And how many of those have been done? Eight. Okay. It says 207,000 EV chargers are now publicly available nationwide. And they want to put up 500,000 by 2030. And then again, the 300,000 Americans who have received $7,500 tax credits to purchase new electric vehicles, or a $4,000 tax credit to buy a used electric vehicle. So that's where a lot of that money went, and the Inflation Reduction Act was just the opposite. This, you know, when you put out this much money. Now, however, the one of the few things the government is tasked to do is infrastructure. So repairing roads, repairing bridges, repairing airports, repairing, you know, the significant bridges, lead pipes being replaced, high speed internet, you know, all of these things. And I'm all for that. Let's fix our roads. I mean, we have driven cross country here and we've hit interstates. I think it was I-40 that the road was so bad that it had effectively become a one-lane road on that freeway because the right lane, the slow lane, was so damaged. Everybody was having to drive in the left lane because you were getting – remember going through New Mexico and Arizona?
Yes.
Oh, it was horrible. I think it was I-40. Anyway, okay. Now, sad news. Castle Lounge.
Yeah.
Castle Lounge, which has been a fixture in Reading for
like
45 years.
Right, when Cheers ended.
It's been a place where friendships were forged, memories were made, and as they said, our dad's legacy was carried forward with pride. Now, we have a friend who met her husband there, and she was in charge of the karaoke. They had karaoke all the time.
Serena.
And who is a wonderful musician.
And singer and entertainer and lovely.
This is probably, you know, catching people by surprise. But as they said, and it's true, to put it simply, this was our dad's dream, not ours. While we've worked hard to continue his legacy since his passing 5 years ago, our lives have just taken different directions.
Right.
And to our amazing customers and our dedicated crew, past and present, there are not enough words to express our love and gratitude. Thank you for being the heart and soul of the Castle Lounge for the last 45 years.
Wow.
You know, this is the Brugaletta family, and, you know, this came from them.
And bless
you. And I can
understand,
you know, I mean, I can understand it, you know.
Yeah.
They've probably grew up working there.
Yes.
But their lives have gone in a different direction.
Well, you know, I think owning a business 45 years ago would be you can hang your shingle. And you were encouraged. And we know just it's been 15 years that we've been on the air, which is really going into our 16th year and what we went through before. So we do know, you remember when they had the person that was going around and finding people if you didn't have your counters at a certain point, Carl, at a certain height? So this particular business, along with so many other things, has gone through that. And you jump so high and do so many things, and, you know, sometimes maybe you've got kids, you've got sports, you've got commitments, and unless everybody's working together as a family, like in the old days, like you said, in the grocery business, you'd have the kids stocking the shelves, and, yeah, so, okay, so we just got, Buford's chewing on the chair. Oh, hey, listen, so anyway, blessings to all those people and what they're doing. And thank you so much, Katrina.
Christy.
Yeah, Christy found it. But yeah, so anyway, I want to talk about something, as we're going to go into, we just have a few minutes left. An Arctic blast is forecast to give President-elect Donald Trump the coldest inauguration in 40 years. The temperature in Washington, D.C. at noon on Monday is expected to be in the low 20s as Trump stands in front of the Capitol to take his oath in office. Now, being a New Yorker, I'm sure he's been through some cold weather.
Yeah, but if you have to remember when that one president gave an hour and a half speech on his inauguration, he caught pneumonia and died 3 weeks later.
Oh.
And he never even served 2 months
well,
as the president.
Well, Ronald Reagan's second inauguration in 1985, the noon temperature was 7 degrees.
Hey,
yeah.
Big news we're going to talk about as soon as we come back from this break. The Supreme Court on Friday upheld a law that would effectively ban TikTok in the United States on Sunday, siding with the government's national security concerns over the First Amendment rights of the company and 170 million TikTok users. Now, President-elect Trump can intervene after he takes office. So we're going to talk a little bit more about this when we get back from the break. But this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry.
Oh, yes. Four Winds Jewelry. Okay, now listen.
3 years in a row voted best in the North State.
And you know what? We've been with them since day one as well. They did our wedding rings. And believe it or not, you know, we are celebrating 17 years of marriage. And we were married like one and a half years when we started this station. And we've kind of, you know, grown our marriage doing this. And so just like anybody else, if you hear us bicker sometimes, it's just because, you know, we're together all the time and we're on the air and it's, you know, it's good. We are the best of friends and they are amazing. And I went in there the other day because I wanted to take my earrings and my rings just to make sure that, again, the prongs, have them clean them, look at them, et cetera. And they can do, batteries. And when you're in there, it's like a family run. It is a family run business and they just will help you. They'll deal with you. They'll find something for you. They just do the work and it's wonderful. It's the only full service jewelry store in the North State. Best of the North State. That's Four Winds Jewelry located on Hilltop Drive. Yeah. Shout out to them. We'll be right back.
I suffered some terrible injuries, you know.
Live.
And after I came out the coma, I was blind for a week. And where I come from, you don't want to be blind for a second. One day, my uncle was trying to walk out with my heart monitor. I said, Michael, where you going with my heart machine? Try to sell it to another hospital.
February 6th, Wind River Resort and Casino. Get tickets now at windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Must be 21.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Happy New Year, Redding, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, broadcasting from the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios, right down here in downtown Reading. No, they are just supporting us. They are supporting our studio. We still own. Somebody's asked. We had a couple questions. No, we have not sold the station. No, they're just saying this. You know, you hear it from other places, like stadiums, like football stadiums and other places. From the studios of...
Yes, an advertising opportunity.
For Wind River, and, and they jumped right on that.
Yeah.
7:50 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst. Jeff Wurst has been doing this for close to 30 years, and nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned company. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it, guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Don't fool around with your family safety for a free inspection and analysis. Bring your vehicle, car, truck, SUV, or an RV with the big windshields down to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. You're not going to be disappointed. He's worked in our cars. He's worked in our friends' cars. And everybody has had a good experience with Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Now, TikTok is going to go out of business. Not out of business. It'll be banned in the United States starting Sunday. Now, why? And they had argued, TikTok had argued, wait a minute, First Amendment, free speech. Justice Department had said, it's not on the speech, but on the foreign adversary's ability to control a widely used means of communication. Yes, that's right, the Chinese own TikTok. And they can put anything on there. They can shape it as they've done on Facebook and YouTube and all those others. But those are American companies doing that, and that's different. Unless TikTok is sold, the government said, China can gather data on Americans or manipulate the content on TikTok to shape U.S. opinions. The Chinese government's control of TikTok poses a grave threat to the national security, Solicitor General Elizabeth Proglar told the court last week, and there was no pushback from the justices. This was pretty much they all just said, yep, it can go forward. He said once in office, Trump could direct his attorney general not to enforce the law, but it's uncertain if Apple, Google, and other conduits for the app will feel that that's enough protection from the law's stiff penalties. So it all comes down to a foreign adversary controlling a major means of communication. Because people are obsessed with TikTok.
Yeah, kids don't know.
No, but here's, the other thing is they said what they do is just they cut off. It wouldn't be like the app would be cut off. It'd just be no updates. And as there's no updates, it slowly just, you know, come, you know, it just goes down. like that.
Kind of like
updates.
My Safari and my old computer.
Yeah, and your phone.
Can't go
and
anywhere.
When your SIM card, whatever happened to your SIM card, just once we replaced your SIM card in there, it worked.
Do you know that when I replaced my SIM card, went to Verizon, I want to thank Jeff. Jeff was this, he was really even-tempered. And, you know, we go in, we're talking about, like, what, you know, what's going on with this bill? What does this mean? What does that mean? And he was great. He replaced his SIM card. And I had stuff that I thought that I deleted in my phone from 2022 that I could not believe how many voice messages were still in my phone that I was like, what? And they kept coming up and coming up and coming up. So there was somewhere that I really thought that I deleted. So, you know, I had tons of stuff in there, and I just went in and I cleaned it all out. Now, here's an interesting kind of a segue. We know that Super Bowl is coming up. California's largest insurer, State Farm, is canceling Super Bowl ads, citing L.A. fires. I mean, you can understand that. You know, I think it's $7 million. It used to be $7 million. I don't even know what it costs now to do a Super Bowl ad. But how can you talk about, like, we're great?
Insurance, when you're canceling insurance policies.
And you're 4 months, some of those people were, well, according to articles that I read, but, you know, a lot of times we're wondering, are we getting the correct information? And going back to TikTok, does it not concern you when this, you and I talked about this, I'm in the house, I don't have, like, Siri play this, but I think our TVs have this memory. I was in the house and I was saying, God, I really would love to have a bright yellow chair. I'm always about, like, I want a yellow or an orange chair and just kind of as a highlight piece in the house. And the next thing I know, I come on the air the next day, and on the right side of my computer are yellow chairs. Yellow, 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 yellow chairs. And I was like, I never typed
you mean for ads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you? We should test that. We should be in the house in front of the TV and say something like, let's look for a whatever it is. We want to find a cowhide rug. I don't know. That just pulled it out.
Uh-oh.
We want to find one of those like imitation zebra cowhide rugs. And then we'll see if the next day up on the ads we'll see imitation zebra rugs. Anyway.
And which, by the way, they do have imitation cowhide rugs.
They do.
Out there. Yes.
They do. Okay, now, Bob
Uecker.
By the
way, guess what? No, I talked about that yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Trump's got 14.5 million, I'm sorry, 14.8 million followers as of last week on TikTok. Maybe he's starting to think, because, you know, Trump went to the social media, you know, Joe Rogan and these other things, and Kamala didn't. And so maybe he's thinking, well, there's got to be a way we can. Now, all they want to do is have the company that owns TikTok, if it divests itself of this Chinese communist company, you know, and say a company's here in the United States buy it, you know, that's different. So they can do that. But it's not going to go out right away because the penalties fall on the app stores and companies such as Oracle that host TikTok's content. Changes by those companies would make the platform harder to use over time, but wouldn't necessarily stop its immediate use for people who already have the app. That's what I mean. They just wouldn't update apps until eventually it would just go away. But anyway, we'll see what happens with that. Because, I mean, I've never used TikTok. I don't even know what it is, and so now it's too late.
Well, there's going to be a concert.
Do you use TikTok?
So, yeah. If I may, can I say something?
Yeah, sure.
I don't really use TikTok as on a regular basis because it's kind of boring, if to be honest. But in TikTok, they don't control the content. So if I'm trying to find something truly what's worldwide, or because I'm from the war, I can find more true content on TikTok than I'll find on YouTube or Facebook because, unfortunately, the government is hiding to protect the civilians.
Mm. Okay. No, I can see that. But what you're seeing is what the Chinese government is allowing you to see.
Allowing them, yes.
Is allowing you to see. And there lies the problem. Okay. Hey, when we come back from the news.
Don't you want to talk about the special ambassadors? Trump announces special ambassadors to Hollywood. We've got to take a break,
You got a minute.
Just President-elect Donald Trump announced that actors John Voight, Mel Gibson, and Sylvester Stallone will be special ambassadors to Hollywood.
And knowing that John Voight and Sylvester Stallone and
Mel Gibson
are so loved by the Hollywood in crowd.
Well, maybe, you know, maybe Stallone is.
Mel Gibson's still pretty powerful.
Well, I think he's held his own. I think he's been ousted and a lot of things, but he's
remained his only one. Stallone and Voight have not had any like personal scandals going on like Mel did.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to break through the news, and we're coming back with House of Realty, and we're going to find out what's going on in real estate markets right around here in the North State. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A prohibition on TikTok in the U.S. cleared to take effect on Sunday. The Supreme Court has upheld the federal law banning the Chinese-owned video sharing app that has 170 million American users. This means TikTok will go dark Sunday unless the app is sold, and a sale does not appear to be in the cards. National security concerns prompted passage of the TikTok ban. President-elect Trump had called on the High Court to keep the ban on hold until after he takes office next week, but instead, the court unanimously upheld the federal law, which TikTok owner ByteDance had challenged on free speech grounds. President-elect Trump has spoken with Chinese leader Xi Jinping ahead of Mr. Trump's inauguration.
Trump confirmed on social media that he had spoken with Xi and said the call was a very good one for both China and the USA. He said they talked about trade, fentanyl, and TikTok, among other things. The incoming president predicted that the two leaders will solve many problems together, starting immediately. Earlier this week, Senator Marco Rubio, who's Trump's choice to be Secretary of State, described China as America's biggest threat. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The proposed Israel-Hamas ceasefire hostage release deal is now in the hands of Israel's cabinet. Earlier, Israel's security cabinet gave its blessing to the pact. If the full cabinet follows suit, the first captives are to be released by Hamas on Sunday. Hundreds of Palestinian prisoners will also be set free by Israel over the course of that agreement. In another sign of the strengthening ties between Moscow and Tehran, the presidents of Russia and Iran have been meeting for talks at the Kremlin. Stocks are sharply higher this morning on Wall Street. The Dow is up 410 points. The Nasdaq trading 297 points higher, a gain of more than 1%. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You'll hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-583-0141.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Parts of Europe have a migrant problem, but this challenge is not of the human variety.
The University of Cambridge researchers say potential pests are slipping unnoticed into northern Europe from places such as East Africa and South America, despite regulations and border checks. frogs and lizards have hitchhiked their way into Britain, including a tree frog from Colombia, and in mainland Europe, stowaway snakes have been found in olive trees destined for gardens. The scientists warn that improved global standards are urgently needed.
The BBC's Helen Briggs. China reporting its economy expanded at a 5% annual pace in 2024, slower than the year before, but still hitting Beijing's target. Strong exports and recent stimulus measures accelerated growth in the last quarter, raising it to 5.4% in October through December. Exports picking up, companies rushing to beat potential tariff hikes that incoming President Trump could impose on Chinese goods. Townhall.com. A legal challenge to a drug. It's widely used in abortions.
A federal judge in Texas is allowing three other states to pursue a challenge seeking restrict access to the abortion pill mifepristone nationwide. The states of Idaho, Kansas, and Missouri can now move ahead with their efforts in U.S. District Court in Amarillo, Texas, where a nominee of former President Trump is the only judge. The states want the courts to prohibit telehealth prescriptions of the pill and to limit its use to the first 7 weeks of pregnancy. Keith Peters reporting.
SpaceX lost its Starship rocket during its latest test flight. It broke apart. SpaceX referring to it as a rapid, unscheduled disassembly. However, the craft's booster was captured by a giant mechanical arm upon its return to Earth. A SpaceX spokesman says it was great to see a booster come down, but we are obviously bummed out about the ship. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here's Carl and Linda Bach. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and yeah, you're right. We're going to have to get him pumped up a little bit there. Maybe we'll do Cameron, because Cameron gets pumped up. Let Cameron do the read for this. Good morning, everybody. 8:05 in the morning here on the 17th of January with Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, the news is at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Gas. How about Shasta Regional Medical Center? Caring, compassionate community. And look at Christine in there. Aren't you looking wonderful today as usual?
Thank you so much.
You
I
bet.
Really appreciate
and
it.
Susan Eastman is on the line.
Susan Eastman, who is Vice President of Stifel Investments. Thank you so much. Susan, tell us what's happening on Wall Street.
Good morning, everybody. Well, major averages are poised to end the week in the green this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 396 points at 43,551. The S&P 500 is positive 64 points at 6,001. NASDAQ Composite trading higher to up to 84 at 19,622. Active stocks this morning, NVIDIA up $4.30, trading at 137.82. Intel positive $1.36 at $21.05. Rigetti Computing down 44 cents, trading at $10.80 per share. And Tesla up $14 a share at $428.29. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 4.60%. Over to commodities, gold is down $2 an ounce at $2,718. Silver off 37 cents at $30.80 per ounce. And crude oil is flat, trading at $77 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President, Investment. Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Susan, I have a question.
Good morning.
Hey, TikTok, is that a trading company or is that just part of something else?
Oh, it's private. It's not on a platform.
Okay. All right.
But it's in the news a lot right now because it might be banned overnight.
It was. The Supreme Court came out this morning and said, that's it.
Okay.
So, okay.
All right, Stifel. I didn't have it on my app, but
absolutely.
It might come back. You never know.
Thank you for giving us an update. Thank you so much, Stifel. And we say Stifel is STIFEL. And Susan Eastman, she's been a long, someone we trust. And we can say that with a real open heart that, she's been amazing, and we, admire her and what she's doing. First Vice President, again, of Investments, located in Park Marina Drive. You know, every morning she's in there trying to figure out what's going on with the markets, because it's a big responsibility when you're working on somebody's portfolio. You know, that's their life investments, and that's the kind of thing that she does. So she watches the market. She's got to try to figure out, and everybody's got their own, like, you've got to be abreast of everything that's going on. So that's Susan Eastman. Again, you can give her a call at 530-244-7199, or you can go to www.stiefel.com and ask for Susan Eastman. Currently 58 degrees in the downtown studios. If you're looking for the temperature today, we're going to be around 59. Mostly clear skies tonight with our overnight lows of 40. Tomorrow calls for clear skies once again with temperatures around 62 and 37. We've got those chilly days ahead of us. Sunday, 60 with our overnight lows of 41. And Martin Luther King Day on Monday will be around 60 with overnight lows of 39. No rain in the next 5 or 6 days, but we do have some, you know, scattered clouds, beautiful clear skies, but again on the chilly side. The weather is brought to you by our friends out in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they do give senior and veteran discounts. It's a veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 530-605. Whoop, I always say this wrong. Carl, you know the number. I'm just like...
365. Oh, now you got me doing it. What is it?
Okay, it's 365-3793.
There you go. Jeez. Hey, what happened to Cameron?
Well, I don't know. I called him this morning at 5 to 7 just to remind him, and he actually answered the phone. So I thought, well, that's good news.
But he's going to be piling in here.
By the way, that read we talked about, you know, and, you know, broadcasting, David, who did it, did exactly what I
yes,
said.
Yes, exactly.
By the way, he said, because he was all pumped up on one of them, and I said, hey, be it more like this.
Okay.
And so after he did it, then you said, oh, no, it needs to be more pumped up. So, David, I'm sorry, buddy.
David.
I'm sorry. You did it great. It's just that you have Linda listen to it, and you have me listen to it.
David,
so from now on, don't listen to a thing I say, David, when it comes to this. Not a word. If I start to open my mouth, just look at me and mouth the word Linda.
Oh, no.
There we go.
David, we appreciate it. We have a great staff.
We do.
And, you know, right now, as we look at, we're going into a new administration, what we've gone through, we're going through all of our friends, talking to many of our friends down in Southern California, what's going on with just the world, and you know, we think about our team. We have a great team around us, people that we can count on. It's really important to be able to count on people, know that they've got your back, and David is one of those people. So a shout out to David and most of our staff here on KCNR. So speaking of somebody who's got your back, and you're, you know, they sold us our home, and you know, we feel like we can always call them up and count on them, and that's the Middleton family, who owns
House of Realty.
House of Realty. And Bruce, the very
longest running real estate firm in Reading.
I think we might be number two. Reading Realty.
What?
I think Reading Realty started prior to us. They were over on Pine Street. And matter of fact, that's how House of Realty got started. The broker, John Downs, announced that it hadn't been a very good year, so they were going to change the commission schedule. So four of them said, you know what, I think we're going to go open our own. And that's what happened, and they opened in August of 1965.
Okay.
That was you?
Okay. No, no, no.
You were...
I was just ready to get out of high school.
Definitely. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, August of 65. Oh, yeah, that's right.
You and I are the same year.
Not quite.
Yeah.
But we're damn close.
Yeah.
We're damn close.
66, I think.
Yeah. 66.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know what? You know, when you don't think about it. And then you look at the Castle Lounge that's just closing. Been there for 45 years. And it was such an easy explanation. You know, that was their dad's dream. But the family, you know, it's been doing it for another 5 years. But their lives have gone in different directions.
That happens. Certainly.
Yeah, it happens. See, where you've got Cameron, who shows up late a lot of times, but he does show up, that he's there waiting, trying to push you out of your position, probably.
Not pushing hard enough. Yep.
Yeah. Actually, I'm thinking he doesn't have to push too hard.
Just a little nudge. If just a little nudge on the right day. Yeah. That's what I said. Somebody walks in here on the right day, they can have a radio station for $1.45.
Yeah.
And
everything's negotiable.
Everything's negotiable.
You know, so let's just, I want to segue into the fires. We're just going to go top heavy with that in a minute. Well, let's do it after the break.
Yeah, why don't we take a quick break? And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They've got a lung nodule screening program. Now, what is that? That provides patients with an opportunity to screen for precancerous lung nodules before they progress in the lung cancer, and that's why lung cancer has such a high mortality rate, is you don't catch it fast enough. Well, Shasta Regional Medical Center now has a screening process that can, it's, you know, it's kind of almost like a colonoscopy. They find a node, or they find a little nodule, and then they can excise that. And the goal is to reduce lung cancer mortality with low-dose computer tomographic screening. It's the low-dose screening is the, here at Shasta Regional is the only place north of Sacramento it can happen. Get more information on this at Shasta Regional Medical Center website. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Lover's got no money, he's got his tongue believed. One more and more people, just want more and more freedom and love. What he's looking for, one more and more people just want more freedom and love. What he's looking for, free from desire, mind and senses purified, free from desire.
Evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark. Join us on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. and enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines, and a fun night out at Turtle Bay Museum. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends. This 21 and older event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out. Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, Friday, February 7th. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. they would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. What is love?
From a movie.
Classical music.
The movie that we all...
What movie?
Do you remember what the name of the movie was?
Night of the Roxbury.
Roxbury.
Thank you.
And their heads are all going in that direction.
Okay, cool.
So Christina's doing it, Linda's all doing right. it, I'm doing it, Cameron's doing it, and Bruce is going, if I could do that, I'd do it.
Everybody but Dad.
And Buford's over there with his legs crossed, looking at us like, okay.
In this portion of the show, and this is what we're going to be talking about here in a quick minute, is from Maxwell Insurance and Financial, two separate divisions that Judy Maxwell started back in 1993, and she's an expert on insurance, let me tell you. And if you're wondering about insurance, this is a lady and her team you want to talk to. 530-221-0441. Free reviews, evaluations of your policies, of your retirement plans, and all of this. We do business with Judy Maxwell. We're real happy there. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. 530-221-0441. And that's where we were going to, gentlemen. The impact. 12,000 homes seems like a lot, but when you look at the hundreds or millions of homes down there, really that part is insignificant. I mean, as far as the number is, it's not insignificant if it's your home, of course, and our heart goes out to these people. What are some of the ramifications, Bruce and Cameron, from a fire like this, the insurance companies, the rebuilding, and will that have an impact on our market?
Yeah, really, it's the multiplier. 12,000 times what's the average price per home? Pacific Palisades, Brentwood, those places.
Those had to be million-dollar-plus homes, a lot of them. Not all of them.
I think the median price I read in Pacific Palisades was 2.5.
Mm-hmm. Million?
Yes, of yeah. course.
Whoa!
That's like, I
thought it'd be higher.
Yeah, I did too. Huh. But, you know, there's down at the bottom, there's lesser homes and whatever. There's certainly homes that are $40, $50, $60 million.
Yeah.
And the same with Malibu.
And, oh, yeah.
You
right.
know, and whether that, you know, it'll be interesting to see if the Coastal Commission will allow those to be built again.
I wonder.
Now, see, that's the big thing I've heard is the problems have really just started because somebody that has their $10 million home
right on the
in
water
Malibu, in Malibu, the Coastal Commission has at times has refused to let people rebuild.
You bet. Yeah, it'll be a really problematic.
It's going to be a battle down there.
Well, the other part is just some of the cost to begin with. You've got hillsides eroding. You've got foundations that are now gone.
We're seeing that. We were just talking about this picture about somebody avoided the fire, but their house broke in half from a mudslide because they're saying
already?
That a lot of those hills have they're gravel. I don't understand. I mean, I would think that a house would have been built on a cliffside.
Part of this... is what Bill Mastin said yesterday. When you get this fire, it changes the surface of the property, and you start getting that gravelly.
Okay.
Yeah. And you're dropping water. You're dropping retardant. It's difficult. Yeah. And so some of these are going to take multiple millions just to get ready to build, even if they had a permit tomorrow, which they're not going to get.
Well, I think, too, when you have a hillside like that, most of those lots at one point or another were compacted.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
And that should be fine unless there's extreme weather conditions. Well, that's what we're faced with today.
And and we haven't even gotten, they're looking at now when the rainy season starts. Mm. I mean, they could still have a rain come through here and then, but the fact that the damage caused and all of this, what I asked Bruce was, even before the show started is, are we going to see people that are down there in Southern California, they're going to get this $2, $3 million in insurance, would they come up here? Would they get out of that area and come to a different area? Do you think we're going to see any of that?
Yeah, I think we will. But like as you mentioned, we have our own fire issues up here.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like we don't have ours.
So the big difference is the price of homes. So, and a lot of people, from what I'm reading, were either, you know, Allstate had canceled their policies in the last 5 or 6 months.
Yeah.
So, especially if they were free and clear, there was no mortgage lender stating that you had to have insurance. So, some probably didn't get to it, and so they were, you know, not insured. If the home was free and clear, nobody was forcing them to get insurance. And the other thing is, many were underinsured.
Mm-hmm.
And can you imagine trying to get your house rebuilt when there are that many? I mean, there's limited contractors, laborers.
Cost of everything.
Cost of everything. And it's going to take years to get that thing rebuilt. And I think we'll get some of that, certainly.
Okay.
I mean, it's going to affect the market in California. I mean, the existing homes down there, the price will go up. They're saying don't do it, but you can already hear about the rentals that are being doubled and tripled.
Mm.
Yeah, somebody had offered $20,000 a month for 6 months paid
right.
in advance, and they countered at $23,000.
So. Right.
You know,
yeah, I heard that one, and the thing about it is, you know, you're never going to prevent fires.
No.
And we were talking about this again yesterday. If you did not hear yesterday's show, it was 2 hours of fire. You know how they're fighting it down there. You know the problems they were having, why the water wasn't there when they needed it, the difference in just the main sizes from the you know from the city out into the canyons. All of these things. Bill Mastin is such an expert on this, and it's in our archives. Just go to our archives from yesterday's show. We'll probably play it again one of these times in the next couple of weeks. But, you know, the fact is that mitigation is the only thing you can do in reality, is try to take out the brush, cut the fire breaks in like they used to. And that's where I think Newsom is really should take a lot of heat. On this is what have they done to mitigate fires to the effects of fires?
Well, normally with Cal Fire, you have your Zone 1 and Zone 2 clearances. So, but you could see on a lot of those hillsides, that brush came right up to those houses.
Yeah.
Came up those hills on those, like you're supposed to have, you know, 50 feet or 100 feet, 100 feet really on your Zone 1 of just clearing.
Yeah, nothing clearing. There.
And Zone 2, which is reduced. Yeah. They didn't have it in most of those
now,
places.
This was a perfect storm. They had the Santa Anas blowing on top of those mountains at 100 miles an hour. They couldn't fly the airplanes in there and all that. But going back, though, to the real estate thing, we may get some of those people that come up here that take their money.
Yeah, I really think we will. But, you know, once again, this insurance factor – from this catastrophe, and it happened in Florida. You remember when the condo project collapsed.
Yeah.
And so now anything 30 years or older, DeSantis says, has to be brought up to a certain standard. And people that retired 10 or 15 years ago and paid cash for a condominium all of a sudden are faced with like a $100,000 assessment to get their condo up to snuff. In the interim, the home dues... association dues are going up constantly, and their insurance is going out of sight. So there's a lot of people that don't even have any equity anymore that are leaving Florida. And, you know, down south, there are going to be a lot of problems down there as well. But insurance is a huge factor, and you know property taxes aren't going to go down. So,
Well, you know, the fact is that our insurance commissioner, Laura, which is an elected position that was changed under that one prop, I mean, somebody should be really taking a good look at his office, because we've had insurance agencies in there, Judy Maxwell and others, saying this guy has totally, not done what he's supposed to do, and almost forcing the insurance companies to pull back.
Leave the state.
Yeah, because they can't. They're just losing billions of dollars every year. You can't maintain any type of business plan like that.
Those 12,000 homes at $2.5 million a piece on average, that's $30 billion. And you know it's going to be more than that.
Oh, yeah.
So at $30 billion, that's a huge set of claims.
Well, then who's going to pay for the infrastructure? Infrastructure has been ruined.
Utilities. Swimming pools, they're holes in the ground.
Right.
Well, and you had a real good point, Bruce, when you said you have family down there that lives in the Pacific Palisades that their places did not burn, but it looks like a moonscape around them. What I mean, what do you do then? There's got to be, like, smoke damage and all types of things.
Well, and that affects property values.
Yeah.
So if you were lucky enough to get a 90% loan 6 months ago, your house is probably worth half of what it was.
Wow. And you're right, the streets, all these things. You know, that's part of the infrastructure is I felt for those people down there, but we lived through this. This is a yearly thing for us up here. In a paradise, and 86 people got killed because of the infrastructure and the roads. It's the same thing you saw down there. Two-lane roads, they couldn't get people out and fire equipment in. So now you've got to do something to the infrastructure so people can escape.
Yeah, those little roads in there, I've been through there many times. They're narrow, they're windy. They have odd intersections. It's a very strange place to drive through.
Linda, you lived in the hills there above L.A.
I lived in two places. One would have been Lancashire. I was just trying to look it up. I lived up at the very end of Lancashire. This would have been in the late 70s, early 80s. And the second location, there have been a couple places. It would have been off the hill, up a Laurel Canyon, off of Berry Drive. That was also a home with a view on a canyon. And then the last place that I lived, which is off of Lloyd Crest, it would have been Beverly Hills was the zip code. That would have been right up there by Rock Hudson's house, Bette Midler's house.
But
these were the neighbors.
We drove up there one day to look at
it's two lanes.
It is two lanes, windy.
Windy, windy, windy.
Windy roads.
Right?
And all the houses are just pushed together like that. Out there
absolutely,
on the sides of the hill.
Right on top of each other.
There's no way, there's no way of getting out of there.
Yeah. This was real reminiscent of the Oakland Hills fire.
Yes.
Same type
of
thing, narrow roads, density. And, those eucalyptus trees and whatever, it started and that whole thing burned in just a matter of hours.
Yeah.
Looking at the new charts, the lists of the fires, either by damage or deaths, the Eaton and the Palisades, I think, were third and fourth. But number one was still campfire, and number two was Oakland Hills.
Yeah. Okay, we got to take a break here. Hey, folks, after the break, we're going to come in with that love song. And when you hear it and you can name it, give us a call at 530-605-4567-66 or 65.
For that special Valentine's package.
And it's a great Valentine's Day package. I tell you what, you're going to love it. And when we come back, I think it's Mark or...
It's Monique.
Oh, Monique, when we come
back
from the break, please hang on and we'll get to you right then. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. Founded in 1960, been in the same spot since 1967. You're going to get a great haircut there. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, my friends. I make an appointment by calling them at 244-9478 and set my appointment up. You're not going to get a bad haircut, and it's a pleasant place to go to. It's one of the old-time barbershops. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back and listen for that song coming out of the break.
Jones's Fork Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year, and we are very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fork is offering Hornady 5.56 NATO 75 grain tap precision ammunition on sale now for just $199 a case. That's right, $199 a case. This ammo delivers phenomenal performance for your AR-15 style rifle. Jones's Fork, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. And yes, Jones's Fork will pay for your ammo background check.
Happy New Year, Redding, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including vinyl records, DVDs, antique jewelry such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Take my whole life too, for
this is it. Give us a call, 530-605-4567, and get a chance to win that wonderful, wonderful Valentine's Day package.
Like a river flows surely to the sea.
There you go. Okay, give us a call, 530-605-4567-66 or 65. And tell us what the name of the song is, give us your phone number, and you will. We're going to do the drawing on February 3rd for that fantastic package. Dinner, roses, desserts, and chocolate after dark at Turtle Bay.
I bring that home. My wife would think something's up.
Just say, hey. Say, I entered it while I was at, you know, on the show, and there you go, honey. It wasn't my fault. Carl browbeat me into it. We're here with House Realty and Bruce and Cameron Middleton. We were talking about Southern California's fires, the impact it's going to have not only on insurance and, of course, those people down there, but is there, you know, are some of them going to look north, even though they know we have fires up here? But it's a, I think we're more prepared for fires than they ever will be down there. So we don't know. Maybe some of them will come up here. But Bruce has hypothesized, and I think it's right. A lot of them are just going to take that money if they do get that money, and they're just going to leave California.
We saw that happen with the car fire. We had a lot of burn lots for sale.
Uh-huh.
You know, they cleaned the lots off, and then they were buildable. And people that were near retirement or retired that said, you know, someday I'm going to move to Idaho or do this or do that.
Yeah, I'm going to take my money.
It was
money.
The perfect timing to do that.
Yeah.
And so we sold a lot of. Matter of fact, Joyce and I just sold one the other day, an old Shasta that was a burn lot. But it had a water meter.
Okay.
Which I think now runs about $19,000 for a water meter.
Wow.
And it had a septic. And
there you
so,
go.
Yeah, and the people aren't even going to build for 5 years, but they bought it now. And
I think they had one up, if I'm not mistaken, off of Plaza that was like $250, and it had the pool, and it had the gate.
Yeah, and it was a view of the city and all that. I mean,
well, and when you have a situation like that, if you build and I think they allowed for 500 square feet more. But if you had a 3,000 square foot home and it burned, if somebody does a rebuild, you don't have to pay those fees and permits,
right,
which is a big savings.
Mm, sure, of course.
And, you know, there was some charges at the city of Reading to you know, look at permit or plans and whatever. But so it's not a bad way to go. But if you have your money from the insurance company, you can sell your lot. You're kind of, you know, free to do what you want.
Yeah. Well, what's it look like up here in Shasta County as far as real estate? Oh, wait a minute. Monique's back. Good morning, Monique.
Hi.
Thanks for waiting.
Good morning.
Sorry, I was driving and somehow got disconnected.
Thank you for waiting.
So the other day I started listening when Sheriff Johnson was talking about his jail diversion plan and teaching people fire mitigation and fuel reduction. Incredible idea this man has. And I think this is a perfect opportunity to realize that we have an untapped resource in a lot of people who would benefit from working a job, a good day's job, and clearing, you know, path and brush and whatnot. I mean, and I heard the firefighter the other day say that, you know, somebody could start a business. Like, this is an opportunity for people to realize this is something that California truly needs. And I do have to say, I have been speaking at the boards for many years, since 2017. And after the car fire, I would go in multiple times on Tuesdays and I would speak legislatively about this is something we need, because I worked as a firefighter for many years and I understand the interfacing and intermixing of houses with nature. And I realize that oftentimes people don't prepare for what could happen. But I also think in the back of my mind, this is a perfect opportunity for those 3D houses that Mr. Donna Jamian is a part of. He did a house over here at Enterprise and showed people what it was about. And I think this is an opportunity for us to realize what has happened, what can happen, and how we can find solutions to fix it. And I agree. I believe a lot of people are going to leave California. And it breaks my heart, because I am from Southern California. And watching this, it just kills me, because we had our NorCal strong, and now I have to watch Southern California go through the same thing that we did. And I really do believe we need a new governor.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Well, thanks a lot.
That was
a very good call.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
What a business. So, you know, what it is to start a business in California, I mean, if you could get the authorities to give you, like, you know, you don't have to play. There's workman's comp. There's all these rules now to start
business. But it's a good business. And,
absolutely.
And Bill Mastin yesterday said the sheriff was spot on with this, you know, the mitigation efforts. And, you know, those are really good ideas for a company. Thanks a lot, Monique. Let's go to the next caller. Nick, good morning. Nick, you're on.
Hey, thanks. One thing that I read the other day is they are going to have... I read this through Chris Street on mountaintoptimes.substack, that there's going to be probably a $5,200 surcharge on top of everybody's mortgage insurance. And that's going to further hamper, you know, people buying homes, replacing them here in California.
What do you mean, a surcharge when you buy a home? They're going to just add 50
cents? No. When you get your insurance, say your insurance bill is $1,000, they're going to add $5,200 on it as a surcharge to pay for the damage down in San Francisco
Because of the FAIR Act, the FAIR plan.
Yes.
Yeah. Got it. Okay.
And all the sales tax that are leaving California, along with those people that are leaving.
Yep. Yeah.
Just want to bring that to your attention. Thanks.
You bet, Nick. California, you know, it used to be, as people said when you drove in, you know, the Golden State. Well, there's a lot of things going on. It's maybe not, I'm not even sure we're down to bronze.
Oh, we called it brass.
At brass, maybe copper, or no, not copper, maybe at lead.
Means you better have a lot of gold.
Yeah, the Golden State. Yeah, if you have a lot of gold. The real estate market up here, are we holding steady? I saw something that prices were going up.
Yeah, they've been the last year or two, you know, 3%, 4%, nothing like what we were experiencing for a while. But
that's a good one, though, right?
Yeah, and that's steady. But I think that's really brought on by the fact that there's still low inventory. I know people that want to make a move, but they've got a 3% mortgage, and they don't want to give that up and go get a 6.5. Right, currently, right now, the mortgage rates are right at 7.
Yeah, we're at 2.7.
Yeah.
And buying a house that was even, you know, it's less expensive than the one we have, we'd be paying more.
Oh, yeah.
But a third more.
If you were to sell and go buy another house and pay 7, and then also the insurance factor, too, this Cal Fair plan, it's not funded properly, so we will all end up paying for this. I mean, insurance companies are, you know, they're the ones that are backing that, and there's not enough money in that pool. So, yeah, we'll be paying for that as well.
You'll be seeing kind of like what he said. It may not be $5,700, but you're going to see that. Hey, by the way, no, your house is great. Your house is hardened. Mm-hmm. However, we're having to pay, you know, $1 billion. We're going to share the pain.
Or the insurance commissioner just doesn't allow them to raise the premiums, and they leave the state.
All right,
which is what they did before.
And what happened in Florida.
So my parents have a rental. It's a double lot that they rent in Granite Bay, and their property, went up $350 last year, and the owner said, we're gonna give you 1 year lease because, extend it. Cause my dad was having some health issues. My dad's 93, my mom's 91. They want to stay there, but in August, they've got to figure out, like, okay, now that means probably once again, they're gonna increase it, maybe close it down and move them out and decide if they're going to sell that and subdivide it or what they're going to do.
There's a lot of money sitting on that lot that they're living in right now for $2,000 a month. So.
Well, they may just cancel the policy. I mean, you're going to see some widespread.
Yeah, well, it's not so much the policy as what it's costing them to insure
to keep it.
The people that own the place. And when they got the extension, the insurance company came out and took photos of the house, you know, of the, you know, the shrubbery, the trees and all that. So that, you know, who knows? We're here with the, House Realty and Bruce and Cameron Middleton. We're getting ready to take a quick break, and we will be right back after these messages.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fast Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark. Join us on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. and enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines, and a fun night out at Turtle Bay Museum. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends. This 21 and older event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out. Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, Friday, February 7th. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Tracy Morgan.
I suffered some terrible injuries, you know.
Live.
And after I came out the coma, I was blind for a week. And where I come from, you don't want to be blind for a second. One day, my uncle was trying to walk out with my heart monitor. I said, Michael, where you going with my heart machine? Try to sell it to another hospital.
February 6th, Wind River Resort and Casino. Get tickets now at windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Must be 21.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Welcome back to our radio here in the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios, located at Market Street. Free Fire Radio with Carl Mundabot. Hey, the U.S. Forest Service, we're talking about fires. We're talking about the U.S. Forest Service is having a hiring event this weekend. Regional fire staff will be on hand to discuss different jobs that are available and assist, if possible, with the application process. Many seasonal and permanent wildland firefighter positions are available throughout California on engine crews, hotshot crews, hand crews, and more. Okay, it's going to be 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. today. And 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. tomorrow in the cafeteria at Shasta College at 11555 Old Oregon Trail. So, if you're interested in this, head on down there today and tomorrow, and maybe you can apply for a firefighter's job. Okay. We're here with the House of Realty and Cameron and Bruce Middleton. We're talking, and we talked the first half hour was about the fire situation, the home situation, insurance situation, down in Southern California. And now we're talking about the real estate here, up here in Northern California. Inventory is still low. It's been low. Gosh, it's been low for years.
Just over 600 as of this morning.
I remember when it was 300 and everybody's eyes were rolling back in their head.
But I also remember when it was 2,200.
Yeah, because the good one is, it's around 1,500 or something like that?
1,000 to 1,200.
1,000 to 1,200.
Yeah.
Is that going to just stay the way it is because of the problems building?
Well, a lot of, anymore when you build a home, you have to put solar on, interior sprinklers. They keep adding on more and more. Overcrowded school fees, people don't really think about. But you go pay those before you go down to the city to get your fees and permits down there. And overcrowded school fees are over $5 a foot now. So if you're going to build a 2,000-square-foot home, you're going to run up to Magnolia Street and write a check for $10,000 before you even start. So when they talk about affordable housing, there's no such thing anymore. I mean, it's hard to build a home of any consequence for less than $400,000 by the time you buy the lot, pay the fees and permits. And, and there's so many external factors as well. I was reading an article yesterday where they were saying, in the United States we have internal issues. Nobody's getting along. The parties fight. There's no partisanship at all. You have external with the wars that are going mm-hmm. on and the possibility of World War III. You have climate change, which is affecting, obviously, everything. And then the last, but not least by any means, is our national debt just went over $37 trillion. Sooner or later, we're going to have to deal with that. And I know Trump's talking about a no-ceiling debt limit. Well, how long is that going to go on? You can't do it. Doesn't work.
And the people are going to pay for it, not necessarily me and you and maybe even Cameron. But Cameron's, your grandchildren, my grandchildren, their children are going to. Yep. Somebody, those chickens are coming home to roost it someday. Yeah. And yet we can't seem to get a budget that's even close to being balanced. I mean, every year they raise the ceiling, and it's like, come come on, guys. I mean, I can't do that here. You can't do it at your business.
Well, and there's, what, now it's over $1 trillion per year, just the interest on the debt that's in the budget. I think the one really to watch out for is with these big fires that have happened down in Southern California. Californians are going to have to pay for that to a certain degree. It's all pooled risk. So whether it's the insurance companies, whether it's the power companies, whether it's the state government, either way, it's either the premium payers, the rate payers, or the taxpayers, or a combination of them, that have to pay for that. So overall, it's another big hit. And I'm just getting concerned there's going to be too many hits. Remember, there was the Ventura fire.
Right.
That meter to the next county over. I mean, the ones that happened up in Santa Rosa, Sonoma County.
Mm-hmm.
Up here, of course, we've had a ton. And it just, how many more can we take?
I just saw something that says that Newsom is decrying the predator buying in of land.
Well,
did that happen up here where, you know, people were burnt out and people were coming and offering them money, low ball on them? And
yeah, but not to the extent that it's happening down there.
People
are coming and offering cash for burned properties and whatever.
Yeah.
And then, you know, people are distraught. You know, too, I mean, they were interviewing people this morning. A lot of these kids don't have a school to go to.
School's burnt now.
The life as you knew it is no longer.
So that's where your heart bleeds when you think of, okay, because I've got a handful of girlfriends that live down in Southern California, and with the winds coming up, they're worried about, you know, Granada Hills, et cetera. But when you think about the fact that you walked out of your house, you didn't take your prescriptions, you're running for your life, your school is gone, your car is gone, your home is gone. You maybe have a pet, but, you know, live with friends, try to figure out with the PTSD of just, you know, the health aspects of what's going on. I have friends here that are going back to their home in Southern California and looking for air filters, et cetera, here to take back there, because we all know about the nanoparticles of what experience I was telling. I had to make sure that I got out of a group chat and not sounded so doom and gloom, because I said, look, you guys, we did not see blue skies for 3 months. And it's serious. When they tell you to leave, leave. Don't sit around and try to wet your home down, because even though that sounds great, you may think that you're taking the water from somebody else, and you could die doing it.
And we're talking L.A., not exactly crystal clear air to begin with.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is up here, we're used to it. When the Manton fire got close to, you know, when they got it, it was, you know, they had the evacuation zones and they had the warning zones. We were next to the warning zone, and I've said this before, but a bunch of us moved horses out of Palo Cedro, because the only thing between that fire and us was just open land, grassland there. And so we moved our horses down to the rodeo grounds. Reading Rodeo Association opened it up. We took in all types of animals, because we're used to that. And when we hear this, we're out of here. I bet there isn't very few people up here that does not understand what a go bag is.
Oh, no, that's
true. And that they don't know where all that paperwork needs to be and all those kind of things. So, they down there, you know, it was, you know, welcome to our world.
Well, they said it was like a blowtorch. That, you know, and remember the Jones Valley fire, it ended up at the airport in just a matter of hours. It went 17 miles.
Well, we're going to,
a couple hours.
We're going to have to, you know, the whole thing is how you fight these fires. I mean, we're going to have to go heavy into air. I mean, that's the only thing you can do.
And I'd always relied on the air. I mean, we live on the west side of town,
mm-hmm.
near the city limits. And I always thought, hey, if there was a major fire. And I remember reading as a planning commissioner that, you know, the city plans for major disasters. And really, the only big one, number one, most likely, was a large wildfire encroaching on the city from the west. Sure enough, it happened. I thought, if that ever happens, they're going to put so much air on that, it'll never get to the city limits. Well, by the time it did, with the car fire, couldn't fly the planes, and they couldn't do it down there. So, you know, 80-100-mile-an-hour winds, you don't stand a chance.
Mm.
I mean, we had a fire tornado.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do?
Well, when you watch those embers and they can travel up to a mile or two, you know, you can do a fire line, but they blow right over that. And it's amazing. You think there's enough houses between you and that fire, it can never get there. But when you take a look at what happened down there,
right.
It certainly can.
It jumps.
Yeah. Yeah. There's 50 things that we need to do to mitigate. And yet, when you do a prescribed burn, there's landowners and people that go, "Whoa, it's smoking." However, when you have the type of brush they had down there, and the mesquite and the other stuff here, it's like throwing gasoline onto a fire. These are just it's got to be people hardening their homes. It's got to be insurance companies giving people, you know, recognizing that they're working to do that. It's got to be the government and business saying that we need to clear this out. We need to make it easier to start. Like Linda says, you know, it's difficult to start a business here. To get out there where you got brush clearing companies. And part of what Mike Johnson wants to do is to train these people on how to do this.
I think the concern is we're talking about this, but they were well aware that this could happen down there, and yet they're taking money from the fire department, and they're taking money, the state is taking money towards, you know, suppression, and I don't know. And so here we are. But, you know, we've got to be aware of that up here as well.
Maybe this is a wake-up call.
Yeah.
But we cannot stop what we're doing up here to try and, you know, like if you go up to Shingletown, look at the big advances they've made up there by clearing off on both sides of the road where now you have, a larger corridor in there that clear out the brush. So at least you've got a fighting chance to get out of there.
Yeah,
and they may come and do it regardless and even without notice. But if you want to have your home checked out, your property checked out, call Cal Fire, call Redding Fire, call the fire, your local fire agency. They'll come out, take a look, and even give you a certification on what you need to do. It's a good idea.
Time flew by this morning.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you for
Bruce
our callers.
Cameron, thank you so much. Yeah, and our callers, Monique.
Right. And for those of you who entered into the Valentine's Day package.
Yeah, this is one of our favorite one of our favorite times of the month to have House of Realty in here. Everybody have a good weekend. Monday, Martin Luther King Day, and we're having Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect joining us. Have a good weekend, and God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.